As you enter the upstairs theater of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium for the Cardinal Stage Company's Murder Ballad, your first sight is of a pinball machine on your right. To the left is the bar. It's a hefty piece with the usual backlit liquor bottles and a good-sized mirror. There's a pool table up ahead. On the right is a cramped bandstand. Scattered around the room are two-top and four-top tables. The place is dark. The lighting is low. It has a nice, crummy feel. If you're like me as you sit with your pre-show drink admiring the decor, you're wondering how in the world Cardinal's crew got designer Lauren Helpert's bar and pool table up to the theater, and where in the world they got all the authentic-looking pressed tin for the wall. Juliana Nash and Julia Jordan's Murder Ballad had a very successful off-Broadway run in 2013. It's a tight 80-minute sung-through rock piece with a slight hint of country. Right from the beginning, the narrator, Annalise Sapero, tells us that someone's going to be murdered, and as the evening goes on, everyone seems like a likely candidate. The fragile Sarah, Shayna Wenzel, leaves Tom, Will Scripp, the muscularly charming bar owner, because he won't commit. And as Sarah wanders off, she quite literally bumps into the sympathetic poetry grad student Michael, Dontario Johnson. Michael's kindness and caring turns to love, an MBA instead of a PhD for him and a baby for them. At first, they share delight in the child. But as the baby grows and goes to school full-time, Sarah has time on her hands and wandering thoughts on her mind. Cardinal's production of Murder Ballad, directed by Randy White, is a dark and unrelenting piece with a driving pace that offers only the briefest moments of respite. Except for Michael, and him only sometimes, the characters are pretty repellent. The excellent band is led by Brian Samarzia and does a fine job with the basic rock score. The singers are more than up to the music. Sarah's wanderings take her back to Tom's bar, and what were just wandering thoughts turn into an affair. Michael finds out. Tom is now ready to commit, and the usually mild Michael is ready to fight. By now, we're thinking that Tom may kill Michael, Michael may kill Tom, or maybe one of them will kill the adulterous Sarah. Who does what and to whom came as a surprise, and I'm not telling. The Cardinal Stage Company's production of Murder Ballad upstairs at the Waldron plays through July 3rd. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.